number 3. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All of the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We go right into your phone calls about whatever is on your mind. We'll go first to William, listening in Colorado on the AMP line. Hello, William.
How you doing?
Hey, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
Yes, I was given Sharon Akrom's name for my civil rights violations. Basically, what's going on is I was court-appointed an attorney, and then I went to see him, and I asked them if they could, if I could question my witnesses. Because I had the right to question witnesses
mm-hmm.
and find out what's going, what they were saying before I go to trial. And, my attorney, my court appointed attorney told me I didn't have that right. I was like, well, you gotta be kidding me. And I was like, well, I have the right to an attorney. I have the right to question my witnesses. I have the right to a trial by jury. And, I just felt like my counsel couldn't give me an effective legal defense.
Sure, that he works. This is typical of people that have encountered the government's defenders, the public defenders. Even if they want to give you a good defense, they're usually loaded down with cases. They have way more cases than they could possibly ever really focus on any of them for a significant time period. And they just don't have the motivation that a regular lawyer would to kind of see this through and make sure they do a good job. And some of them are just out and out working. I think there's a range of public defenders. I think some of them really want to do the best they can for their clients, and some of them just want to funnel people through the system. Some of them are just working hand in hand with the state, doing everything they can to just turn you into a plea bargain.
Yeah, so they're essentially rationing their medical, their legal advice because they don't want to get it into those things because then it will take longer and they don't have the time.
Yeah, you exactly. If you want to call witnesses, that means more work for the attorney. And so he may even be lying to you. It seems to me that if you've got a court trial, you can call witnesses. It's one of those no-brainers. But if he's saying that you can't, I don't know if I'd believe him. And there's probably no punishment that will happen to him if he's found to be lying. If you check the court rules and you find out that indeed you can call witnesses, that you have to submit a witness list 7 days in advance or something like that, you could hold his feet to the flames, but it's very unlikely that anything would ever be done as far as punishing this guy. He works for the state. That means he's probably protected.
Actually, there's more. The case was dismissed. It's already been past 6 months. It's past the statute of limitations, and they're still trying to bring me to trial. And I was sent a letter that the case was dismissed and closed with prejudice. And I told the attorney that, and they were like, "Well, we can dismiss some of the charges, but then we have to take you to court on the rest of the charges." And I'm like, well, wait a minute, all the charges were dismissed with prejudice. And I have a letter to that effect. Why are you putting me in trouble when the other parties have no merit on this case? Now, I was given the charges at a scheduled doctor's appointment, and there were some police officers that showed up at my doctor's appointment, started harassing me,
mm-hmm.
gave me 2 tickets, and that was a scheduled doctor's appointment. Now, they harassed me in there, took me away on a warrant they did not have. When I asked them for the warrant, they had no judge's signature on a warrant. They couldn't show me a warrant. And then the lady secretary at the doctor's office asked them to leave, that they were harassing me, and to leave the doctor's office. Now, when I went to see this attorney, because I felt like I was unlawfully detained because they took me away from my appointment and made me late to my appointment at the mm-hmm. doctor's office, kept me for like 30 minutes, and then brought me back, then I realized that there wasn't something right. And that's why I decided.
So I'm a little confused on the timeline here. The cops came to you with these tickets after the charges had been dropped, or when did that happen? I'm confused.
Before. anywhere. This all happened on 1/20 of 09.
Okay, I don't need all those details, but yeah, so you say that you've got a letter from the court or from the prosecutor that says that the charges have been dropped.
I got a letter from the deputy clerk from the municipal court. On the misdemeanor charges that they were trying to charge me with.
So that's the judge.
Right. So why is it that... How is it that you can show that to the attorney and he's telling you that they're still on? That seems very disconnected.
Your attorney, the defense attorney.
Yeah.
Right. That's why I'm calling this line, because I felt like they're wasting taxpayer money and trying to put me in trouble over something that's already been dismissed and closed with prejudice.
I don't understand how this is very confusing to me. So you've confirmed with the court then, this is their document, they sent it to you, therefore if the court has canceled all these charges or dropped these charges, there should be no trial scheduled, there should be no date scheduled, so why are you even talking to the lawyer at this point?
Right, exactly, and that's why I called, because what they did is they took the dismissed with prejudice closed case, and they brought it to a county court. And then they were telling me, oh, we've got to prosecute you over these charges, but yeah, we have to dismiss some of them. And
so the charges have been moved to a new court?
Yeah, the same charges.
So the municipal court dropped the charges, and then a different court has picked up the charges? Is that what I'm understanding?
The same charges, yes.
Yeah, that is a mess. I'm not a lawyer. I don't know. How did you get this phone number?
I went onto your chat line at that free website, talked to a couple individuals there, and they told me to talk to Sharon Ankrom.
Yeah, that's Ivy. She's a Free State Project member we talked about earlier on the show tonight, and they gave you so somebody in a chat room gave you this phone number?
Yeah, so they heard my statements made on the chat, the free chat section there.
Yeah.
They said, well,
and what was the website you were on? Just, I'm curious. What's the website? Do you know?
Let's see. It said free chat for the radio show. So it's your radio show, but it was a chat section.
Free talk live. Okay, very good.
Right,
well, you know, I'm not a lawyer, and none of us on the show are lawyers, but obviously talking to a lawyer might be a way to help this situation out. I don't know what kind of money you have. Obviously, lawyers aren't cheap, but usually you can go in and you can sit down and they'll consult with you for free, and you can get at least a little bit of information and maybe some ideas from consulting with an attorney. That would be one way to go on this. Otherwise, I don't know what else to tell you, guys. Any ideas for this gentleman?
Well, that's another issue, is that the attorneys here in my state are telling me they can't help me, and I've already paid 25 of them retainers.
25 retainers? Wait. Did you say 25 retainers?
Yes, over $5,000.
What's this? I missed that part.
He says he's paid 25 attorneys retainers, and they say they can't help.
Well, then get your retainers back.
Oh, no, they won't give it to me back. And so I went to the attorney regulation for the Supreme Court in Colorado Springs, Colorado. And that's when I requested a hearing to get my fees back, costs and fees, and they wouldn't respond.
Well, I'm sorry to hear about that.
But
welcome to the that's the attorney.
Yeah, like
that's the attorney's racket that they've got going on. It sounds like you've encountered where they're basically protecting one another, like the police kind of protect one another, sort of, you know, like a brotherhood kind of fashion. And in many cases, you'll find that if a case is too controversial, the attorneys won't touch it. A lot of them are too cowardly to take on controversial cases because it could make them look bad in front of judges that they otherwise would have to consort with in some way, perhaps on a personal basis or certainly in a business way. I wish you the best of luck, and I thank you for the call. I don't know what else I can do besides say, you know,
but there's more. I lost my 8 years of income, and my heart failed, and I have kidney failure. Now I'm going to die because I can't get an attorney.
That's a bummer. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Sounded a little bit unbelievable there toward the very end, but
I suppose it's happened to someone.
If that's the situation he's in, maybe you should leave town. That might be an option. Get the hell out of there. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Read Drop Dead Gorgeous, the debut horror novel by liberty-loving Irish author Wayne Simmons. Meet Horror's new Bad Girls in the chilling page turner, hailed by David Mundy, author of Haters, as completely brilliant. Drop Dead Gorgeous is available from Amazon.freetalklive.com and all other major online retailers. Go to DropDeadDolls.com now for more details. Live free, then die.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Today, we cannot afford to ignore the current state of our country. The economy, job layoffs, mass foreclosures, and now we are all at risk of being exposed to this new flu pandemic. The Center for Disease Control has declared a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself? The answer is ZeroFlu.com. ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 888-766-6066. 888-766-6066 today. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 800-259-9231, and it's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features, we give them away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com features including the archives. If you miss a moment of the show, they're right there on the front page. Going back an entire year, completely free at freetalklive.com. That's freetalklive.com.
Republicmagazine.tv. Are you missing out on the real news? Get informed and stay informed with Republic Magazine. You can get your free digital copy now or order a print subscription at republicmagazine.tv. It's republicmagazine.tv, or you can call 800 800-873-1620. It's 800-873-1620, republicmagazine.tv.
We continue taking your phone calls about anything. We go to Xander in Illinois on the AMP line. Hey, Xander.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
What's on your mind tonight?
Actually, I have more of a hypothetical question. I'd say I'm, like, mostly on board for liberty and everything that goes for, but there are still, like, a few issues I have to work out.
Sure, I think we've all been there. I think we've all had our initial objections, and what are yours? Go ahead.
Basically, one of them is, like, the question of, like, what it comes down to, like, for, like, property rights when it comes to, like, making your own laws and whatnot. Because I know a lot of people out there have, like, a lot of money, basically, and could buy up a really big part of land. And I know everyone sure. goes into, like, a contract, on your own volition.
Mm-hmm.
But voluntarily. But one thing I was wondering about was back when there was that compound situation, like when you're born into something like that where, say, one wouldn't agree with the laws of the land, you know, and you're born into that situation, let's say they would, like, outlaw homosexuality where you could be put in prison for that or...
Yeah.
Like,
it's a good question.
Like,
yeah, it's a great question.
Like,
absolutely, I'm with you. Great question. What about oppressive people creating oppressive rules within their free market, right? Because some people have said that free markets could be more restrictive in some cases than what we currently have today, and you could certainly.
But then you're free to leave.
Well, but that's not what he's saying. He's saying you're born into this, Wayne. So right. if you're in a ultra religious area where you're kind of in this theocratic, they're shoving their morals down everyone's throat, and everybody's moved there voluntarily to, say, exclude people that they don't like for whatever reason. So you've got this very exclusive group of very religious people. You end up getting born there, and you're born as a gay man, and you obviously are going to keep that as quiet as possible. As you're growing up, you'll learn that you will not be liked very much.
But you can still leave.
You presumably will be able to make your escape at some point. But what right. you're saying is, well, what if you find out? What if it's found out before you get a chance to leave that that you're a gay person, and then you'll be imprisoned and, you know, awful torture will happen or whatever? That's basically your question, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm using the gay thing as an example, but it could be a lot of different laws.
Sure,
it could,
sure.
But yeah, that's pretty much the question, yeah.
I think Wayne's point is generally the answer, and that is that you can leave and find somewhere else to go where you will be appreciated. There will be, in a free market world, there will be places where tolerant people like myself live that appreciate people sure. because they're human beings and don't care about what their sexual preferences are or what color their hair is or their skin is and that sort of thing. So getting out, I think, would be the goal for most of these people. How difficult that would be is a good question. Right now, there are people that are trapped in North Korea, and there's very little that that we can do about that. So what you're proposing is... It exists today, right? I mean, it exists today with the governments that we have on a mass scale. It exists today on a scale that affects millions and millions of people. What the voluntary society is, one of the ideas is that people would interact with one another on a consensual basis, and so that therefore we wouldn't need this overarching monolithic governmental structure to impose bad ideas on everybody all across the board. Does that mean that there won't be small pockets of bad ideas still remaining in the world? No, that's not what certainly that's a very realistic possibility. And so then the question becomes, well, what sort of market-based innovations could pop up to help out these people that are in these undesirable situations? You've got already churches and things like that that do mission trips around the world that try to help people in undesirable circumstances. Also, as a real life example of something that's very similar to what you described happening right now, even within this monolithic government structure, go no further than the weird religious sects out in Arizona and Utah. There are these folks yeah. that live out in the middle of nowhere. I mean, getting to these locations is very difficult. Getting out of them is certainly not easy either. And they are very repressive, very twisted, very bizarre. And these kids that are raised in these areas don't... It's like the Truman Show. They don't realize that there's something else out there. It's like Pleasantville. you know, they were told that this is what life is and that anything else they experience is evil or of the devil or something like that. So just stay here within the confines of our little sect, our enclave here, and never leave. Well, some people are able to get out of those situations, and when they get out, many of them turn around and dedicate their lives to helping other people get out as well. Does that mean they may be trespassing in order to help rescue people from these places? I don't know what their tactics are involving. I'm not sure about that. But once you've gotten somebody out from those areas, you've successfully rescued them, it may be very difficult for them to make a case in arbitration courts that are in other more tolerating societies. So I think that the marketplace can handle those situations much better than what we currently have today, where the government pretty much doesn't touch those folks. They run the governments in those areas, so they're completely established.
Yeah, so, I got a point there, actually.
I hope that answers your question. That's happening right now.
Right. The idea is that liberty works. That's our belief here. I believe that liberty works. And
it's not perfect.
Right. It's not perfect. You know, the ideas of tolerance, I believe that works, too. The idea is that, you know, the people are valuable because of, you know, what they do in the community, not how they, you know, what their preferences are, whatever the reason, their color of their skin. And I would like to see communities where, you know, that we can compete and see what works and what doesn't, because, you know, I mean, the fact is there are people out there now that that don't like people for the color of their skin or for their sexual practices, for their religion, or whatever it is.
Do you feel like we answered your question appropriately?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, thanks.
Excellent. Anything else on your mind?
Just really quickly wanted to let you know, guys, I don't know if anyone's ever brought it up before, but there's a very popular game out there right now called BioShock, and it's kind of a counterpunch to Ayn Rand and almost Liberty in a sense. And it's a great game. I enjoyed it. It actually made me think a lot. But, you know, it is kind of like saying, hey, this is why Liberty would go wrong. It's not quite harsh, but if you look it up, you kind of understand what I'm saying just by the introduction of the game. I work in the game industry, and it would be nice to see more liberty-based or motivating games out there. So I'm just throwing that out there.
I heard that BioShock was pro Ayn Rand.
Well, it definitely goes. I guess you could get the impression if for both ways. Actually, I've seen some. I guess that makes it a.
It's open to interpretation.
I've actually heard most people refer to it as being anti, but
I've heard both. It's one of those things, like, it's a piece of art. People look at it and they see what they want to see, right? Thank you for the call tonight. Yeah. I appreciate hearing from you. More is on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times there are these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit gardeninacan.com today. That's gardeninacan.com. or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396. Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride Flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything. Toll free, 800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll free line, 800-259-9231. 9231, it's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those, including the bulletin board system. You can get interactive there with a lot of posts. Over 450,000 posts await you. bbs.freetalklive.com. A couple thousand people are registered. Not sure how many of them actually post. That's another question entirely, but it's a lot of fun, and it's free at bbs.freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows that the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy so that your business is handled as efficiently as possible. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com at SACL CAI.
Toll free, 800-259-9231. So, there has been some more developing here in this controversy that's been bubbling up around the proposed topless protest here, or women's rights outreach, here in the Keene, New Hampshire area. Of course, we've talked a lot about the Free State Project. The idea is to move thousands of liberty-minded people all together to the same place in order to get active for freedom. And one of the ways that is being discussed to be active toward freedom is for ladies and men to, so a co-ed kind of event, to go out in public and be topless. Men can do it. There's no problem with that. No man has ever been arrested for walking down the street with his breasts hanging out. But women, on the other hand, it's illegal. It might be considered indecent exposure if they go out and do that. And Wayne, just your reactions, just initially after hearing that idea, how do you feel about that particular event?
Do I have to wear pasties?
No, but that would be an option. I mean, if you weren't completely comfortable with going totally bare-breasted, you could wear pasties, in which case it would be an interesting contrast. Would the police arrest the fully bare-breasted woman, or would they arrest the woman with the pasties over her nipples? I don't know. How do you feel, Wayne, as far as would you support something like that? Would you actively oppose it? Would you just kind of not paying attention to it?
It'd probably be the latter. I don't see what the big fuss is. I mean, they've been doing this in Brattleboro for how many years now?
They can be fully nude in Brattleboro. We're just talking about topless protests here.
Yeah, well, I guess they're a little more conservative and keen than they are in Brattleboro, but I think it's much to do over nothing. If people want to go out, I mean, I saw a couple pictures I stumbled onto of a few women that had pasties on. I guess they're doing it to prove a point, right?
Yeah, that they should be equal to men, that they should be able to walk around without their shirts on if men are able to do that very same thing. It seems like a no-brainer. Mark is even with me on this one. He thinks it's a good idea. But some of the people within this movement have just been outraged by this. They believe that that if this goes forth, and right now it's only even in the discussion phases. Like, there's not a date that's been nailed down. Nobody's really moving forward with the ball on this. It's just some talk on an internet forum, but it's generated so much controversy, it's become a real issue. We talked about it for the last two nights on the program, and I honestly wasn't going to address it tonight, but just before the show started, Todd Barnett from Liberty Cap Talk Live shot me over an email alerting me to, I guess there's a closed libertarian discussion forum out there on the internet, on the Google groups, and you have to have special access in order to get into this thing. So not everybody can just go and look at this, but I guess Todd's inside, or so he knows somebody who's in the loop, and they forwarded him an email from one of the Lou Rockwell bloggers, J.H. Hubert. Now, J.H. Hubert, we have read at least one of his, looking at his list of articles that he's written for Lou Rockwell, and we've read at least one of them on the air before, so I'm sure he's a very principled, liberty-oriented guy, and I recall enjoying his article enough to where I wanted to read it on this radio show, but this one I'm kind of sad to have to read here. It's I Hate Libertarians. That's what it's called. This was his post, and it has everything to do, as you'll see here, with the keen New Hampshire-based activism. He says, okay, not all libertarians, just the ones in the Free State Project. Okay, not all libertarians in the Free State Project, just the ones in Keene, New Hampshire. Okay, probably not all of them, probably not most of them, just the ones I've noticed. For something I'm writing, I've been researching the Free State Project, and I think it's a brilliant idea with a lot of potential to work. The mastermind, Jason Sorens, appears to be a libertarian hero worthy of much praise. The whole thing is extremely well thought out, and the reasons for choosing New Hampshire as their state are excellent. When I read this stuff, it makes me want to pick up and move to New Hampshire. The only flaw with the project is that it requires the members of the libertarian movement to act like sensible, reasonable human beings, which is apparently asking too much. Overall,
why does it require that?
I don't know. What he's suggesting is that what we're doing is not sensible or reasonable.
But I mean, he's saying that the Free State Project requires that one act sensible and reasonable.
I think what he means is that in order to have success within his proscribed political system, mm-hmm. that one must act a certain way, and that the people, the civil disobedience activists in Keene, where we produce this show, are not acting in a way that he finds acceptable. And he'll get to some very specific critiques here in a moment. So he says, overall, it seems like the FSP people, especially its leaders, are A-OK principled libertarians. I'd like to point out the Free State Project doesn't have leaders. It is a leaderless organization.
It is a president of the Free State Project.
Well, the organization itself has a board of directors, but they don't lead anybody. They don't tell. Wayne, did you have to check in with the board to let them know where you were moving and get their approval on that sort of thing and, you know, give them updates on what you're doing?
No, sir. I never even told them I was coming.
Exactly. So there is no leadership as far as the members of the Free State Project are concerned. Understandable mistake. He says, for all I know, they're all principled libertarians, or at least good enough for me ideologically. But in their approach, some of the people in Keene appear to be extremely foolish. The first and worst things are the Sam Dodson's hype stunts, where you go to do something pointless that you know is likely to get you arrested.
Now, isn't this gentleman, he's a
lawyer.
Law professor, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I can understand why he might, the people that in the legal profession do have, they benefit from a closed legal system where
sure.
the public doesn't have access to the legal system. The legal system was originally a person who was a lawyer basically was somebody who could read. and so over time, essentially what they've done is lawyers have made what they write more and more difficult to read, so the average person doesn't have the access to the legal system and isn't able to defend themselves pro se and all that other stuff. But you know, and this just kind of goes to show the overarching desire of those in the legal system to, you know, obscure things. But all Sam has ever done, and I think that it's really a hill for liberty activists to die on, I think that it's one that's worth pursuing and worth going to jail for, is he's tried to film what's going on in the courts in Keene.
Open courts.
What's
open
wrong
access.
With that? I mean, here in Keene, now this gentleman doesn't
stunt,
know
Mark.
What's going on.
It's a stunt.
It's this. He hasn't been here, so, you know, once again, we got somebody blabbing about something they don't know what they're talking about. But they've outlawed cameras from the courtroom. You couldn't go in. You couldn't do it. They were dragging activists into a star chamber where they had no, you know, you couldn't even see the trial going on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we certainly didn't see black people attacking Rosa Parks for refusing to get off the bus, I would think. There might have been a few who didn't want to make waves.
Some Uncle Toms, maybe.
Yeah, there's probably some who did that, but most supported her in what she did, because it does take people to stand up to authority to change things that are intolerable.
Well, this is just it. I feel like this gentleman, and I've emailed him to invite him on the show to kind of flesh out this conversation. Obviously, it's going to be pretty one-sided with us just reading his email here. So we'll
flesh out the topless conversation.
So we'll see here if he responds to that. But it seems to me, Wayne, that most of the people that I know, certainly I'm biased. I'm here in the Keene area, so clearly I'm surrounded by people that are of this particular activist persuasion. But even at the Free State Project's own Porcupine Freedom Festival, Sam Dodson, the man in question here, who spent 58 days in a jail cell because he recorded video in a public place, the court lobby, and then used his so-called right to remain silent, refused to give his name to his captors. He was very well received as the closing speaker of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which is an event that attracts people from all across the country, around the world, and all around New Hampshire, so it's not a Keene event. And he was the closing speaker, got tremendous applause, major support. People were coming up to him all weekend thanking him for what he did. I feel like this Hubert guy from Lou Rockwell is just another one of those guys up in his ivory tower saying, well, I think this is the way it should be done. Let me go write some more papers. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, no legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
If you'd like to quit smoking regular cigarettes and try a revolutionary new alternative, this might be the most important message you will ever hear. PremiumeCigarette.com brings you the electronic cigarette. It looks like a cigarette. It feels and tastes like a cigarette. And even delivers nicotine like a cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, it doesn't deliver toxic chemicals and tar into your lungs or discolor your teeth. The Premium e-cigarette has no flame or ashes, and you can smoke it anywhere, even where cigarettes are not permitted. Because the vapor you exhale is only water, not dangerous secondhand smoke. You've tried the gum, you've tried the patch, you've tried cold turkey. Now it's time to try the Premium e-cigarette. By doing so, you will save 60-75% over regular cigarettes. If you'd like to learn more, visit PremiumeCigarette.com. That's Premium, the letter E, Cigarette.com. PremiumeCigarette.com. Or call 866-242-9210. That's 866-242-9210 today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
As you already know, drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. That's 269-216-9767 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. We'll try to sneak your call in if you make it now at 800-259-9231. Toll free, 800-259-9231. Brought to you by SACL CAI. Tonight it is Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. When you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. So whatever it is you need to buy, whether it's brand new or used, they probably sell it at Amazon. So start your shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com and get the stuff that you need. What if you found out that the best liberty activists from around the world were moving to the same place in order to achieve liberty in their lifetimes? Would you want to join them? It's happening, and you can be a part of it. Join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. But one man who will not be joining the Free State Project is J.H. Hubert from lewrockwell.com.
You don't know that.
That's true. I don't know that. But
the fact is, you know, at one point, I think we've all had, you know, our skepticism towards civil disobedience and market-based activism or outside-the-system activism. And, you know, the man is by nature a guy who writes. He's a college professor. I think that's going to make it difficult for him to necessarily find a job.
Is he a professor?
I thought he was. I thought he was a law professor.
Yep, he is. Law professor.
And
award-winning writer, award-winning attorney, and law professor, J.H.
You know, and I think the Free State Project needs people like that. And I think the Free State Project needs dissension. I think that it needs people disagreeing on how we get to liberty. I think that competition is good. I believe in competition. And the idea that that we're all going to do the same thing to get to liberty is, it's pie in the sky. It's simply not going to happen.
Well, maybe he doesn't want everybody to do the same thing, but he doesn't want people to do things he disagrees with.
Well, so me too. I want the world where people do things that I don't disagree with.
So we're reading a post that he
in
made.
In everything.
We're reading a post that he made on a private internet forum that has leaked out at this point, saying that he hates the activism going on in Keene, New Hampshire. And he first picks on our buddy Sam Dodson from the Obscure Truth Network, who had the courage to get himself arrested for recording video in a public court lobby, spent 58 days in jail over that, also refusing to give up his legal name to his captors. He says, this is Hubert we're returning to here, he says, you don't just make an ass of yourself for no obvious reason, like pretending you don't understand a judge when he's speaking plain English to you. Now, that's a little dishonest, Hubert, because judges aren't always speaking plain English, and I think you would know that as an attorney. I think you would know that the court tends to speak in something that sounds like plain English, but in point of fact is actually legalese. It's actually a separate language created by the legal profession in order to make everything more confusing for
people.
Sure.
Is a person a person or is a person a corporation? I don't know. And they
you
don't
know,
differentiate.
You copy a Black's Law Dictionary if you want to figure it out.
They don't differentiate. Is the state a group of people that live in a geographic area? Is it a landmass, or is it a group of people that extort wealth by force?
Now, I'm not sure. I'm not going to besmirch all attorneys out there, all lawyers. I know some good ones, and I know some of them that are very liberty oriented. But I also know that it's my understanding, at least, that they take an oath and they swear allegiance to the state. And most of them aren't willing to take significant risks with their career because the state, the Bar Association, and all their, this basically this kind of closed group of good old boys, is in control of whether or not they get to have a future as a lawyer in that particular area. And so I understand why Hubert is running cover for his profession here, but I don't believe for a moment the judge is speaking plain English. Anyway, he says, typically the point of civil disobedience is to call the public's attention to an injustice. But if an anarchist libertarian like me can't understand the point of your protest, what is it going to teach anybody else?
Look, I don't understand why he can't understand that the public needs to have open an open court system.
That freedom of speech, freedom of the press should be pretty obvious that if it's a public area, the press should be allowed to...
Here in New Hampshire, I don't know how it is in Texas or wherever this gentleman is, here in New Hampshire, bloggers are considered the press, to have the equal equal standing as credentialed press. Don't you think that they should...
Who you ask?
Well, that's what the judge said. That's precedent.
Well, it depends on which judge and where. You'll get different responses
This is unfortunately how the law works, because we don't actually have a nation of laws. We have a nation of men, of rule by men.
Arbitrary rule.
And they do whatever they want. And, so that's what the purpose of this civil disobedience that Sam did was. And so, therefore, it fits the criteria. I understand that sometimes civil disobedience can be frustrating. I find it frustrating the way that Sam was at, some of his videos was yelling at the bureaucrats. But... the fact that he is willing to go to jail to be able to film in a courtroom, to me, that's what we need.
And you get that. He says it's going to teach them that libertarians are lunatics, or at least extremely frivolous people who don't have any serious ideas that would actually improve their lives. Then there's their parking meter Robin Hood stunt, where they go put money in people's parking meters and leave a note explaining that parking meters are unjust because people are forced to pay for parking spots through taxes, then forced to pay again when they actually want to use them. I don't know if that's what the note says. Knowing Lauren Canario, who is the one of the people that's behind the parking meter outreach here, I believe she posted her envelope that she puts up on people's cars. And I don't recall all of that, but then again, I don't have it in front of me.
But it's a true statement.
It is a true statement. I think that it's basically they're rescuing people from... It's kind of... They've created this, we've rescued you from the king and his ransom or whatever, and we've saved you from...
So what difference does it make? I mean, why is it bad? How many people are going to be upset?
Here's his explanation.
I'd love to hear it.
He says, people may appreciate being spared the ticket.
A lot.
But parking meters are one of the worst things that you could use to try to illustrate government injustice. It's a fact that the government owns streets and parking spaces. Well, they own it as much as any criminal gang owns something that they stole money to purchase that something with.
Well, they stole it a long time ago, and the history is based on people stealing things and then having it for a long time. I mean, just look at the white people versus the Indians, and in Cuba and in Hawaii. Israel, you pick it, that lends legitimacy over time. I agree that it may not be the best the best thing to show people liberty on. However, what difference does it make?
It's an outreach project.
Right. These people go out and they spend their time creating goodwill amongst the Free Staters.
That's what it is. It's a public relations project, first and foremost.
Tell me what's bad about it.
You're helping people avoid parking tickets. They're putting money in people's meters when they've expired, so they're helping people that are going to get ticketed, because those sharks are out there ticketing people all day long here in Keene. And so when you get that envelope on your car, it's appreciated. Yep. People have sent money in voluntarily with that envelope to the parking meter fund to help this happen for other people in the future.
It creates goodwill, and hopefully that can counteract some of the bad will that might be created by people that don't want to see court cameras in courtrooms.
Somebody
standing up for that, at least.
Somebody who lives in this kind of ivory academic tower, though, doesn't know about public relations.
Right. Those people should be spending their time writing an essay on how roads need to be private.
Which he's done. He's done those things. I mean, he's got some great essays up on Lou Rockwell.
I'm not saying he doesn't. I'm just saying that he's suggesting that maybe Lauren and Jim should be doing that instead. But the fact is, different people have different things to offer here in the Free State Project. Some people are going to be better at being politicians. Some people are going to be better at being academics. Some people are going to be better and be motivated and be passionate about being civil disobedience.
He says
you can't expect people to do well what they're not interested in.
He goes on, and there's a little bit left here. He says, so given that we're stuck with government streets for the foreseeable future, we can have free parking and therefore parking shortages, or we can try to at least approximate a market. Of course, as they're showing their neighbors, libertarians prefer chaos. And you know what these people would do if the town took the parking meters away. They'd try to homestead a space permanently by plunking some junk car
absolutely
or other big
true. Absolutely
object.
True.
I think he's talking about us, the activists.
No, he's talking
he is talking about that. Listen, he says they'd homestead a space permanently by plunking some junk car or other big object in a space. Then when the government tow truck came, they'd lie down in front of it, yelling about how they'd been oppressed, hoping to God they'd get tased and arrested so all their friends can see it on YouTube.
Okay, well, his speculation's out of line. He doesn't know what's going
to happen. He doesn't know who's here.
But
he doesn't know
it
what
may very well happen. The government isn't going to get rid of the parking meters because two people or a handful of people go around putting quarters in meters.
That's not the purpose of that program.
It's not.
The purpose, really, if you think about it, is to challenge people's assumptions, which might not necessarily be optimal. So there's a lot of assumptions.
There's assumptions about the activists, you mean?
The assumptions about the role of government.
Yeah.
The assumptions about a lot of things. Because government's gotten so far out of control now and overstepped their boundaries in so many areas, and a lot of people have come to accept it. And people like this, all they're doing is they're trying to raise public awareness that, well, you know, this is wrong.
So he wraps up with an assault on the topless protest idea. He says, now the latest is that some young women in Keene want to get topless in public to fight for the right to do that.
He doesn't know their ages.
Of course, I'm of two minds about this, but it's an idiotic cause because it's a fight over what you can do on public property. And there's no obvious reason why your desire to be topless should trump some other person's desire not to run into topless women when going about their business. Well, besides the whole equality factor,
right,
Hubert.
That's what it's about, is it's about men are able to do it and women aren't. That's unequal, and libertarians are against that.
He says it needlessly offends a large segment of the community who might actually appreciate you if you chose your battle of one of the hundreds of issues that actually matter. So
speculation.
We'll see. Will this guy come on the show and talk about this? What does he think activists should do? We'll find out if he comes on. See you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.